an original OSN podcast.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Rugby Panel this week. What an amazing weekend for both our box sides. Hey gents.
Hey Mesa, as the saying goes, if at first you don't succeed, dance like no one is watching.
That made absolutely no sense, Turf.
Well, for the seventh, it was the last tango in Paris.
Well, I danced like no one was watching, and thank goodness for that, because I'm terrible. Wonderful effort by the Springboks beating the Poms in both the test and the sevens. But you have to feel for Tonga losing out on the World Series like that.
It was Fiji, Blades.
Oh, Fiji. I get nightmares just thinking about the one and only Fiji game I ever commentated. High kickoff taken by lock forward Greasy Osabuka. Slip on a loofah takes it up. Passes to one more Sambuka. One more Sambuka throws a long pass to Tricky Dicky Takabau, who charges over to score.
None of those are Fiji players I've ever heard of before you.
I know. I just saw lots of consonants and no vowels and just made them up. I never, of course, did another Fiji game again.
Well, on the subject of the Sevens cars, that was an amazing comeback from a fairly inexperienced team. What do you reckon, Ashwin?
Yes, Nick, in my opinion, you will notice that this was an amazing comeback from a very inexperienced team.
Seriously? Again, that's exactly what Nick said.
Ah, Ashwin, stop talking from your pup sack. You should be celebrating our new hero, our nephew, Dewald Iman. He was gevaarlijk in Paris.
Really? He's your nephew, Dev?
Yes, his uncle goes to the local pick and pay where my third cousin's sister works as a teller. So yes, basically he's like family to me.
Have you ever met him in person?
No.
The Poms must be feeling a bit sorry for themselves, hey guys?
Well, they didn't only lose the test and the sevens final to us. Their cricket team also lost the One Day International to, of all teams, Scotland.
Yes, but you must be really to lose in any sport to Scotland.
You lost to Scotland in 2010 when you were coach, Dev.
Yeah, well, let's just move on, Stransky. Just let the sleeping dusties lie, okay?
Well, hopefully that one against England will help improve our ranking.
I beg your pardon, Ashwin?
Our world ranking, Nas. We dropped to 7th on the rankings last week.
Don't ever talk about the rankings on this panel again, Ashwin. But yes, I saw that. 7th. Even Scotland are above us.
Would that be the same Scotland that beat the Springboks when Dev was coach? Hell, we must have been really cucking those days, eh, Div?
Why don't you all go and stick it in your...
Easy, Div. They're just ripping you. But come to think of it, I never lost to Scotland when I was coach either.
That's a good one, Nick.
Listen to me, you O's. If you thought Ashwin's walkout was hectic, you don't want to see mine. Mannenberg will look like a playground by comparison.
Okay, Div. Just chill. We're all amongst friends here.
Good time to leave it, guys. Remember this week, the second test in Bloom.
Can't wait to get to Bloom.
You're not commentating, Blades.
I don't care. Some of the boys are going down to catch up for a few doubles before, during, and after the game. Mystic Boer, look out. Uncle Blades is on his way. Batten down the hatches and lock away your Free State daughters.
And good luck to them all. And on that note, see you next week, guys. Cheers.
Just Plain Drive. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m. Only on OFM. The sound of your life. An original OFM podcast.